Thought you knew, but you have no idea. It's the Urban Sports Scene.
Yes, it is the Urban Sports Scene. I am your host, Wally, and I'm here with actually the voice who starts off the Urban Sports Scene. Her name is, what is your nickname?
Momo.
Momo's your nickname now? That's what's hot popping in the streets? Momo?
Yeah, Momo or Momo No So.
Momo No So?
Yerp.
Really? Excuse me. Now I have my commercial playing. I'm not used to this. I have my whole family here to do the Urban Sports Scene. I'm kind of touched. Ching Al over there in the corner. Speak up to the people, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls all over the world. I'd like to say thank you for the sexy hour.
The sexy hour?
Once again, shut up and enjoy greatness.
Are you serious?
What? Every time I'm on the show, why do you hate?
Because you do this all the time.
Then you should be used to it. Next time, just sit back, play with your left breast. And relax.
Play my left breast. Inside joke.
Relax.
Inside joke.
All right.
You're going to start calling me out, too, because of that.
Hey, man, you calling yourself.
You should have told mom yesterday that didn't sound
hey,
right.
Hey, look. I know. It didn't look right when you did it, too. So it didn't look right when you did it.
Hey, Momo, tell them about yourself, man. You haven't even said anything. You just said the regular intro.
I'm just listening. Is my mic on? Can you guys hear me?
I think I can hear you.
I can hear you. My mic kind of low, but
your
it's cool.
Your mic's kind of low?
It's cool.
It's up now.
I can hear you.
Can you hear me? Can you say something, room?
Yerp. Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear
you. All right, bet. Yo, Urban Sports Scene, it's Momo No So. You know, I'm just so glad to be on the show.
Why are you so loud?
Why are you so geek?
This is Urban Sports Scene.
Why are you so loud?
184. 184. I've been asking to be on this show since day one.
Her voice is cracking. This is terrible.
Oh, but we made it. I'm here.
The struggle, Sean.
I knew this was going to happen. Anyway, you can also listen to our homies' Voice of the Fans podcast show. It's at www.blogtalkradio.com/The Voice of the Fan. Our show is syndicated on the internet radio station, Real People Real Talk Radio. The site is managed by our good friends from Applegee's. Make sure you visit the site. That site is www.realpeoplerealtalk.com. Our phone lines are open, so you can call in. The number is 202-495-0904. That's 202-495-0904. Okay, let's get in our tradition, the pregame World Cup action. Are you into it? World Cup.
I'll take the lead on this one.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, you know, this is the time of year that everybody loves soccer, better known as football across the world. I watched the U.S. game. I think it was 2 days. It was 2 days ago. They played against Portugal, and Portugal actually dominated the game. But the U.S. they couldn't finish. But U.S. got lucky. They were up 2-1. Then they got unlucky. The tie. I mean, it was a really good game. So hopefully the U.S. loses. There we go. Much better. Hopefully the U.S. loses the next game and it'll be out. I'm tired of the U.S.
playing Germany, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, it was funny because when the coach was talking, they were saying they're going to beat Germany.
I don't remember him saying that now.
He did. He said at the very end. Yeah, he said at the end. He said we're going to beat Germany.
I thought he said they weren't ready for Germany.
No, he didn't say that. He said they're going to beat Germany, and everybody thought that was a joke because Germany's actually good in the World Cup. So I definitely don't think the U.S. will actually beat Germany. They will get knocked out.
Good job. Wow. Good job. Good job.
No U.S. loyalty over here?
I mean, but let's be realistic. Are they going to beat Germany in the World Cup?
No, not at all.
You don't think they're going
to lose to Germany 3-0. 3-0.
3-0?
Yeah.
After that crushing loss.
I said 3-0.
Did you watch the Portugal game?
When Germany destroyed Portugal?
No, with the USA losing to Portugal.
U.S. didn't lose to Portugal.
I mean, two. They tied, I'm sorry.
Yes, the game I was just talking about just now.
I thought you said Germany.
No, I said Portugal. I said Portugal and the U.S.
I thought you were... No.
The U.S. is going to lose to Germany. Germany's probably one of the best teams.
Yeah, no. I thought you were just previewing what was
no,
going on.
No. U.S. is done.
It was done after losing that game on last second.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
I mean, it was the whole game.
I didn't watch any of the
games. Yes, it was a great game. There was a great pass by, who was the star player?
Ronaldo.
Yeah, great pass. Great pass, great header. But Portugal had so many opportunities to score, and they didn't. And that's what I'm saying, that they controlled that game.
The U.S.
U.S., like the first goal by Jones, he shifted his strong foot, his right, and it's blasted. And I'm surprised it got through, because it was about four or five Germany players in the area, but it just sneaked through. And then on the, what we call in basketball, the fast break. when they lobbed it to, actually, it was a ricochet hit, passed back to Donovan. What was his name? Donovan. And for the belly go. Because he didn't hit his head. He hit his belly. Bah. And it was good. His belly go.
Really need it, though?
The belly go. Yes. The belly. Say it with me. Belly.
But are you really even a World Cup football fan?
Listen. Let me explain something to you. When it's on ESPN and it's controlling my sports, I gotta watch it.
So, question, because you know how you posed the question in the beginning about, like, are you into the World Cup?
Yeah.
So, do you feel as though Americans be like jump on the back?
Americans are idiots.
Okay.
I'm talking to every American that's watching and saying.
I feel like I'm about to mute him.
Hey, listen. To all your katas in the world.
Oh, no, don't do this, sir. I told you.
You guys are idiots. You guys don't like this game.
Exactly. No, I agree with that. They don't like this game.
Does normally when you hear people like that, you know, you've seen on the streets playing basketball, or just been walking around the street saying, go USA, go.
Yeah, they don't
care. See it on social media. I'm like, dude, you never touched a soccer ball in your life.
Yeah, that I don't understand.
You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's on TV.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I admit that I don't watch soccer, period. I'm not. I don't. I'm not going to rush home to watch it.
Right.
Indeed, Grasshopper.
You know what I mean?
Indeed, Mike.
So did Nigerian winning, did that make you happy, excited? For me, I felt a sense of pride.
I wasn't excited, but I was happy because Ghana lost previously. They won that day, but, you know, when they tied?
No, Ghana did not win that. They tied that day.
I like to see Ghana lose.
Yeah,
I like to see. For me to feel better, someone has to be bad. Yeah. For me to be happy, someone has to lose. You know,
within the African country.
Yeah, I mean, I was. Now, if Nigeria is out, you know, then I'm a root for all any African country.
Exactly.
But as of right now, like, too many Ghanaese people talking. I'm like, I want you to lose. I want you to. When you lose, I smile. You know what I'm talking about?
How about you, Ru? I mean, Mo, sorry.
Let's get it correct.
Mo, sorry.
Let's do it.
I apologize. Go ahead, you. How about you? I don't even know what to call you.
Bigger dummy.
Wowzers. Am I rooting for Nigeria? No, let's not call me mini. Like, after what he said earlier.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, they take that back. No.
Am I rooting for Nigeria? So, I guess because of family. I mean, like I said, I'm not really into soccer. I don't really know much.
You ain't know nothing.
First of all, I do. That's why I'm on the show, because, of course, I know sports.
Yes, she knows sports.
Hello.
Oh, God.
How many episodes is this, sir?
184.
Only took you 100.
She's been on all the shows. Maybe she's been on about a... Because Adia did it before.
Dang, I ain't never said that name.
She did it before.
Kill him.
Brad's been on for about a good, like, 170 something. Maybe even more than that, actually.
But
the intro voice.
Nigeria game, though, I'm not, like, rooting against them or anything. I'm just there to support. So, just to plug their next game, they're playing Argentina tomorrow at noon.
Somebody's been doing their research.
Make sure you tune in. I told you, I know my stuff. So, tomorrow at noon, Argentina.
So, we got to tell Dad. Make sure we tell Dad.
Exactly.
Anyway, down to pregame. We talk baseball. The Orioles are playing good baseball. Chris Davis has hit a game-winning home run last night against the White Sox. Al does not talk baseball, so I will be talking baseball. And Adam Jones also homered in that game as well. I posed a question on Facebook, like, who was the more valuable Oriole between Jones and Chris Davis. A lot of people picked Jones. He was the majority. Also, I actually posed a question on this, well, in the same Facebook group and on our group, Is Adam Jones a top 10 player? Jeremy Gordon stated that he's a top 20 player on our Facebook page, The Urban Sports Saint. I think Adam Jones, in my opinion, is a top 10 baseball player because he's an individual who can play defense. He hits 30 home runs, about 30-plus home runs. He hits close to 300, drives in. Now he drives in about 100 RBIs. He is third for the Baltimore Orioles. He's a guy that on an everyday basis, you know that you're going to get his best either on the defense, on the offense, and in the side of the ball. So, for me, Adam Jones is a top 10 player. He's a poor man, in my opinion, poor man's Griffey. Griffey obviously was a dynamic player, but a poor man's Griffey. He doesn't steal the bases as Griffey, but he's an individual that makes playing center field easy, and he's just getting better. And that's one thing you want in any profession, especially in sports. You want to see somebody who gets better every year, and Adam Jones gets better every year. Anyway, let's go to the Washington Nationals. The Nationals are on a 3-game winning streak. They found a way to split with the Atlanta Braves in the 4-game series. I posed the question, are they ready to surpass the Braves? On our Facebook page, Ron Watkins stated yes. He believes they are ready. He said that was a big come up for him, knowing that it was a mental hurdle to play the Braves. And the Braves before the Nats got their first win in that series were 7-for-8 against the Braves. So the Nats winning that game has given them confidence, in my opinion. And I'm actually agreeing with you, Ron. Has given the Nats confidence. And with Bryce Harper coming back healthy, he's already about to go to his minor league stint. And he looked good hitting the ball in BP. So with a healthy Bryce Harper, the pitching staff has been doing well. Roark, this team is in prime form with confidence to maybe win the NL East. Let's talk tennis. Wimbledon starts today. Al, I know you are a tennis fan. Can I say that right? You are a tennis fan, right?
Yeah.
So who do you have? Who do you think will win?
Federer.
Men and women. Why do you think Federer, though? I will talk about that later.
This is time. I spoke to him.
You what? Say again? Oh, why do you always do this makeup stuff? Like, you spoke to Federer? Right?
Okay.
Do you know him personally? How do you know Federer?
I do not like to talk about people on the show. I just like to say.
What? Don't say it.
I spoke to him. And that's all I got to say.
Huh?
Thank you very much.
Don't question. Why do you have Federer win? He won today. So why do you have Federer win?
Federer. He's dedicated himself to win Wimbledon. He lost. I think it was last year. But I mean, he's dedicated. I think he's going to win this year. For the females, I think Serena, after her early exit in the French Open, she's going to come in and dominate. Next question. Colored boy.
Oh my God! Anyway, I posed the same question on our Facebook page. My man Ken Yada said, "Rafael Nadal and Serena Williams. That's who he wants anyway. Murray may take it because it's the home court advantage for Andy Murray. I agree. I think Rafael Nadal will win Wimbledon, and I think Serena. I'm going different. I think Anna Kournikova is going to actually." Upset Serena and win the championship this year. I think it's her time. I believe actually on our Twitter page, I'm checking that now. Here we go. My man George Templeton said Djokovic and Serena. Why no? You didn't pick Djokovic though. You don't like Djokovic.
Serena.
Who do you have? Yeah, who's your man?
Serena.
That's it. Ask Serena.
All I know is Serena.
Oh my God, this show is already off the hook. Anyway, it's about time for a commercial break. When we get back from commercial, we'll be talking about the NBA draft and also LeBron and Carmelo opting out. It's the Urban Sports Scene for ages. You dig?
Hi, this is Wally Akinso from the Urban Sports Scene. Earlier today, I had a sit-down interview with Jim Gray, which focused on a hard decision that I had to make.
How many people know your decision right now?
In all realness, Jim, that's a dumbass question. I should smack your ass right now.
One hand or two hands?
If you keep playing, I'm going to smack you with two hands.
When did you decide?
The idea of me smacking you came about 30 seconds ago.
You still a nail biter?
Don't worry about my nails. They won't be in the way when I smack you. Don't worry about it, all right?
We've had everybody else biting their nails, so I guess it's time for them to stop chewing.
Jim, if I was you, I wouldn't worry about everybody else.
The answer to the question everybody wants to know, what's your decision?
I smacked Jim Gray.
That was the conclusion you woke up with this morning.
Yes, Jim, that was the decision that had me tossing and turning this morning. It was hard, but I felt that my left and my right would make an impact on your face. And I was right.
Why?
Why? That's why. You think you know? You have no idea. You don't know the decisions that anybody within the USS has to make.
Yeah! For the first time, it's going down history, baby. New 3-6 Mafia, featuring 8-Ball and MJG, Young Buck. It's a Tennessee thing. We gotta stay.
I just love 3-6 Mafia. Big fan, big fan. Anyway, you can listen to our show by visiting our official Urban Sports Scene website, which is www.waleo.podbean.com. Waleo is spelled W-A-L-E-O. Podbean spelled P-O-D-B-E-A-N.com. We are also on iTunes, Twitter, and Facebook. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. And if you have any questions or comments, just email us at change.da.game6@gmail.com. Excuse me. You can listen to us on the Sports Crypt podcast show on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just visit www.blogtalkradio.com/WC Stillafan. The show is produced by West Coast Stillafan. And please call in. The number is 202-495-0904. That's 202-495-0904. Phone lines are open, so call in if you can. Let's go. All right. The NBA draft is on Thursday night, this Thursday night. The Cavs have the first pick. Let's just make it quick. Who should they draft with the number one pick?
Well, I'm glad that this question's come up because, you know, there's two.
This is too much. This is way too much.
There's two people, you know, that's out there that who they can draft. And, you know, we have Wiggins and we have Parker. However, you know, with Parker, you know, he's thinking about going to the Bucks, so he may not be getting picked. However, we have Wiggins, who's actually a really good person.
Hello.
What's going on?
George? Oh. Hey, George, hold on. I'm going to patch you in.
Dang, you got sus.
Cut off?
You definitely did, see?
So I knew I shouldn't have gone first, huh? I shouldn't have gone first. You should have gone, and then you got cut off.
Psst, okay. They don't cut me off.
But I really had something to say about this.
Go ahead. Go ahead. You talking.
Yeah, nah, but for real, I think they should go with Wiggins.
Hold it on. Excuse me. George. Hold on. Excuse me. Oh, my God. This phone line's going. Hold on. Keep talking, Brett. I gotta.
No, you just pause and wait to say you have technical difficulties
right
Come
now.
On, man. It's life.
See, I'm trying to make sure I get in. Go talk. Keep talking, bro.
Wiggins.
Yeah, you can talk.
Or Parker.
Keep talking.
Who do you have? Wiggins or Parker?
Well, I prefer Parker due to the fact that he is more NBA ready. why he's NBA ready? He has more of a NBA offensive game, but the only problem is he came into the Cleveland workout 10 pounds heavier, fatigued, huffing and puffing. They said,
"What the?" Go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead.
So due to that, I mean, it seems like Parker wants to play for Milwaukee Bucks. I know it's closer to his hometown in Chicago. I just don't see why he would want to play for Milwaukee instead of Cleveland. It doesn't make any sense to me.
All right, George.
Yes.
Okay, you're here. Okay, good. Thank you. George is one of our main listeners to Urban Sports Team. George, thanks for tuning in. What do you have to call in for? What do you want to talk about, the NBA or the NBA draft?
Oh gosh, yeah, anything you want. I'm interested. I can't wait for the draft because I feel like for the second straight year we really don't know who's going to go number one.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be, you know, we're all kind of sitting there like that could happen, and then the whole draft could go upside down after that.
Okay.
Depending on what's going to happen. So of course, on the whole LeBron stuff's hanging over it too.
That too. But so who do you feel should be number one?
If it was me, it'd be Jabari Parker, because to me, he's the safest guy out of the big three before Embiid got hurt. He was the safest one.
Okay, so say Embiid was healthy. Do you think he was better suited to go to Cleveland rather than Jabari?
Yeah, he would be, but I've been scared of Embiid in terms of taking him as a number one, because I see him and I think about another number one pick who had a similar profile, you know, started playing basketball only when he was a teenager and really had a terrible time in the NBA when he got drafted number one. Granted, he played at a much smaller college than Embiid did. Embiid playing at Kansas. This guy was the guy I'm talking about, is Michael Owen with Kansas, and that's who Embiid reminds me of.
Oh,
okay, so let's address that. You said you would pick Embiid number one with the Cleveland Cavaliers with their current roster. Now, do you also know that Cleveland Cavaliers have five centers on their roster currently? There's absolutely no reason for them to pick a center. I mean, I seriously don't understand why people want him to go to Cleveland before the injury. You have Spencer Hayes. You have
Spencer Hawes.
I mean, you have what's the guy with the V? What's the guy?
Virgil.
You have Zeller. You have Zeller. Boom, boom. That's another guy they had.
Thompson's
a power forward. I mean, let's say you have three centers. Let's go with three centers. You got three centers that can actually start and actually be somewhat productive. While Cleveland Cavaliers really need is a wing offensive threat.
Okay, what about Deion Waiters, though?
A wing offensive threat. A three guard. You need a
Deion Waiters is basic.
Deion Waiters is a two. Okay, he's a two that's gonna come off the bench because him and Kyrie can't play together. Let's understand that. All right, they put Deion Waiters in like you had Harden. When he came in the second unit, he can dominate. Okay, he needs the ball in his hands at all times. But if you look at Jabari Parker or Wiggins on a three, what they need an athletic wing that can score. Yeah, athletic wing that can score. I don't know why people even say it be at all. I never understood that with the Cleveland Cavaliers. I never understood that. I mean, with other teams maybe, but the Cleveland Cavaliers don't make any sense. Milwaukee, yes,
but it's the same thing basically. All right, when Portland decided to get Greg Oden over Kevin Durant, they had bigs. That's why they had Roy, so they thought they couldn't get. They thought that. The reason why they couldn't get Roy because of Brandon Roy, once again, I don't blame.
I never blamed Portland for getting Odom.
Right.
I never blamed them because they needed a center.
Okay,
I never blamed them. But what I'm saying is, if KD would have been playing for Portland, would KD still be KD? I don't think so.
All right, okay. George. So George, I'll let you reply.
Well, I agree with a lot of what he said, and I'd add this to. If you're talking about the safe player, I think it's Parker because, to me, and the other thing I really love about Parker is he knew how to use his body and he knew what his physical skills were, and he used them very effectively in college, but he didn't rely on them. So, for me, he's got a kind of basketball IQ that's pretty next level for a kid who's 19 years old. That's the other thing I love about him. But if you're talking about ceiling, I feel like Wiggins has got the highest ceiling out of anybody in this draft.
See, that's the thing. Go ahead, George.
I was going to say, I've been fascinated on him because he was this Canadian kid who's coming to Kansas, and everybody was so crazy about him before the season. And then, you know, he had the first game against Duke, and people were saying, oh, he's overrated, he's getting outplayed, and all this sort of stuff. And I know they crapped out the tournament pretty early, but I thought Wiggins down the stretch was awesome.
Okay, now let's talk about Wiggins and Parker. Now, Parker, to me, is the most NBA-ready. I agree with you. However, I don't know if you've been following his workout. He went into Cleveland 11 pounds heavier than he was at Duke. He actually needed. Yes, he actually needed to slim down to play the three. I mean, he's not as quick. Yeah. He has quick footwork playing offense, slow footwork playing defense. Okay, not that horrible. He's just not. He's not a great defender. It's not many people that are great defenders.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm not knocking that. So, but when I look at it, he doesn't have the will. He doesn't. It's rumors that he doesn't want to play in Cleveland. He wants to play in Milwaukee. I'm saying maybe because he is closer to Chicago. I just don't really understand why he wants to play in Milwaukee. But looking at Wiggins, let's talk about Wiggins. His talent. Wiggins went off and started scoring at the end of the season when Embiid was hurt. Okay, when Embiid was playing, Wiggins deferred a lot. So now if he's going to play in Cleveland and Cleveland needs a wing scorer, he's still going to defer because you have Kyrie and you have Waiters.
What
I'm saying is Cleveland needs a scorer. They need a scorer. So if you need a scorer, I would still say I would force Parker to get in shape because he's 6'8". Currently now he's 255. And it's not muscle. He has 11% body fat. He needs to work out. He needs to tone up and get back to what he was supposed to be before his injury in high school.
Okay. Hey, George, do you want to add anything before I have to let you go?
I was going to ask this question. If you're Cleveland and you're thinking you got a chance at LeBron James, which is the better guy to draft? That's what I'm curious about.
Can I go first?
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
For me, I would get Parker. His Parker is ready. LeBron is not ready for a project. He's just not ready for a project. Even if Embiid was in the draft, I think he would want Parker because LeBron is at a time right now when he needs people that are going to be a proven commodity going into the season. Having a Parker and a Kyrie Irving takes the world off of LeBron offensively. You see what he has to do in Miami. In Miami, because of where Dwayne Wade, his game is at, and what he has to do with Chris Bosh and whatnot, he has to be the primary ball handler 24/7 on that team. Now in Cleveland, having Kyrie Irving, a guy who can do wonders with the basketball, Jabari Parker, another ISO kind of player, a guy who can score the basket, who can score easy, putting pressure off LeBron, and even having role players like a Virgil, Thompson, Zeller, these are bigs that he already has, you know, and he can work with. To me, it's a no-brainer to have somebody like Parker to help out LeBron, because having Wiggins, he won't be ready. He can dunk the ball and get up there and catch lobs, but at the end of the day, LeBron's still gonna need help.
Okay, to answer that question, I would take no one. I would trade. I would look to get Kevin Love. I see no reason if LeBron's coming in. You do not want Wiggins or Parker because they play the same position. That's what people don't realize. They played exactly the same position. LeBron James is a three. He was tired of playing the four. I mean, that's why his body was wearing down at the end of the season. He needs a real four. But Kristen Thompson is doable. Virgil, he's played with enough. If you can get a score off a trade, it's the number one pick. This is a high draft. They say the ceiling is high. Trade Kevin Love. Kevin Love does not want to stay in Minnesota. If Kevin Love agrees to sign in Cleveland, I trade that. You have Kevin Love at the four. You have LeBron at the three. You have Kyrie at the one. You have a two guard, or it could be Waiter. It could be someone else off the. It could be Waiter starting at the two. It could be Waiters off the bench. You have a better lineup than drafting Parker or Wiggins.
You think so?
Oh, believe it.
To me, twos and threes are interchangeable in today's NBA. So it doesn't really matter. Two and threes are interchangeable. So Parker can play the two.
No, Parker cannot play the two.
They're interchangeable.
Parker can't play no defense. He can't.
LeBron, all you do is switch it around. Melo's not a good defender.
Parker is a tweener from a three and a four, not even close to a two.
You can switch him around. He's a perimeter player. He's a perimeter player who can play.
First of all, you clearly didn't watch Duke.
I watched him play.
No, he posts up a lot. He's not by any means a two guard. You cannot put him at the two guard. You cannot. You asked me a question, and I answered your question, sir.
You play him at, if you have LeBron.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to say you are incorrect.
You are incorrect. Just because you're not.
I will say good day.
Hey, George. Anything else you want to add?
Nothing else. Just a great show. I'm glad. I hadn't listened for a while. And I'm glad to be listening again. I'm glad I can call in.
Thanks, George. Appreciate it. Keep listening. All right.
Absolutely.
All right. We'll chat on Twitter, okay? And Facebook. What's wrong with you, child?
Next topic, sir.
Next topic. I don't like your attitude.
I don't care. No one cares what you like.
It was actually a good debate that you guys had going on.
We always have this kind of debate.
It was actually pretty interesting. As I sat down and listened to you guys talk about the twos and threes, and I had nothing to say.
Exactly. All right, so where do you think MB's going to go anyway then?
Oh, I got this one.
You got this?
Yeah.
Okay, go, Brett. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Due to his injury, he's gonna
I'm sorry.
Don't laugh. Come on, let her talk.
Due to his injury, he's gonna slip to number six. He's gonna go to Boston, you know, or early to Orlando. But maybe. But listen here, real talk. You know, like, you know how Cavs, you know, they've been playing wishy washy, so I wouldn't be surprised if the Cavs even picked them up.
Okay, all right. I didn't say that part. All right, number one. All right, whoa, you messed that up. All right, well, due to his injury, he has slipped in numerous mock drafts at number six to Boston. They have the Indiana power forward becoming the next big to get drafted, be drafted before. So They got the Indiana kid getting drafted to Orlando, but I can see a B and his agents working it out for him to go to Orlando. I can see that, and I can see he be the next Dwight Howard for him. Orlando loves big men, you know, from Shaq to Dwight. The number three is Philadelphia. He's not going to Philly. He's not going to Philly at all.
You got Noel.
You know, so they're not gonna go Philly. Which is so interesting to me with Philadelphia is that they're interested in the point guard from Australia, Exum.
Yeah, the one you're referring to. But they have. Michael Carter Williams.
Yeah, I don't get it. I think they're gonna move Michael Carter Williams to a two. But they shouldn't be. Actually, you know, funny thing is, Exum can play the two.
So Exum can play it, okay, maybe.
He played it too. But Exum has gotten moved up so high that Milwaukee might get him. They said Milwaukee's interested in him.
So Milwaukee's a four.
Milwaukee's a two.
Oh, they're two, I'm sorry. Two.
Milwaukee's
yeah,
a two. Milwaukee's.
So he can bump Wiggins or Parker?
Yeah, they said Milwaukee's very interested. They're interested in him and putting him and Jennings together. Not Jennings, Brandon Knight together.
So, okay, so Milwaukee still has hope for Brandon Knight.
Yeah.
They still like Brandon Knight.
Yeah, I mean, I like Brandon Knight. Actually, it's not even Brandon Knight. It's the other dude. Not Brandon Knight, Paul. It's not Brandon Knight. The other guy that they drafted. Long name.
Oh, I know. The player who played good last year. I know what
you're
talking about.
Yeah.
The foreign player.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Milwaukee's team, they have a bad roster.
They have a bad roster.
Mayo came in out of shape last season. Yeah,
not motivated.
But I do not understand why Jabari Parker wants to go to Milwaukee.
Over Cleveland?
Yeah. He was excited to go to Milwaukee.
Oh, really?
And maybe.
Because it's close to Chicago.
It's close to Chicago. I'm assuming that Milwaukee, when he had his pro day and they had the conversation, that they said he's going to be the go-to player. This is what I like to say. This is what when we talk about Greg Odom and Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
If KD would have went to Portland, I guarantee his career would have been different because he would have not been the number one option.
Yeah, because Brandon Roy
been on. Yeah. Then. So now he went to Seattle where they said, yeah, you can take as many shots as you want.
Same thing we always said about, we always would be redundant, Michael Beasley going to Miami.
Yeah, same thing. So, but now that's what I'm saying is if you take Parker to Cleveland, he's not going to get all the shots that he wants. Yeah. He's going to get some shots, but not every shot that he wants. Yeah. Because Kyrie gets his shot.
And Deion Waiters gets his shot.
He gets his shot.
He makes sure.
Yeah, but now if you take him to Milwaukee, who has no offensive power, he's probably going to score about 20 plus points easily. You got another call, sir?
No.
Okay.
Actually, my George just tweeted.
Okay. He probably is going to have 20-something points. So, it's all once again, I always think the NBA draft is all about who gets drafted and where they get drafted to. It's a guy I'm really interested in.
Go ahead.
The guy I'm really interested in is Randall. They got Randall going to LA at number seven.
The Lakers?
Yeah. But then here's the thing. They got Aaron Gordon going to Utah at five. And I don't think he's that good.
Yeah, his offensive game is limited. He's athletic, though.
Yeah, he's
and he can defend.
Here's
too.
The thing is, he's undersized. He's undersized. Like he's a Beasley.
Yeah, he's a Beasley. But he's a Beasley. Not even that skilled though.
He's a Beasley. But here's the thing: why go to Utah? Why did they put him at Utah when you got Kaner, you got Favors? He's gonna get lost.
It's the same thing.
You got Favors. You got Kaner. So this is what I look at. So his career is gonna be bad. If he goes to Utah, his career is gonna be bad. What does Utah need? Utah needs a three guard. They don't need a point guard.
It's Howard, because Howard's a free agent, right?
I thought they signed him. But not even that. But here's the thing: you got a point guard,
Hayward.
You got a point guard. I think Hayward can go to a two, but you need a three. You need a three because if you put him in the four, he's gonna get lost. You know, so like Utah Jazz to trade out because there's no more threes after that. You know, you got to keep pushing back and get some value. I mean, this draft is deep, but a lot of people are gonna go to the wrong team. Randall, like whoever the Lakers pick is gonna benefit. Because Lakers have no one besides Kobe. And Gasol's going to be gone.
Yeah, Gasol Gasol's
gone.
Gasol. And what teams he'll be going.
Oh,
yeah. I'll talk about that later.
Okay. All right, go ahead, sir. I mean, that's it.
You sure that's all you had to say?
I mean, I can run down the whole draft if you want me to, maybe. This is what I do.
Let me read what George had to say first, then I'll let you go.
I don't need to read the whole draft. Come on. I'm being sarcastic.
At Twitter, George again said, new owners in Milwaukee might be good at selling the players on the organization. You heard me?
Yeah, I'm listening to you.
All right, says,
the new owners are...
Yeah, he said maybe selling someone like Parker on the organization.
Because they said Parker tanked it. He tanked the Cleveland workout.
Oh, he played. So he had a terrible workout.
Yeah, they said it was bad. I mean, you read up on ESPN; it's real bad.
Parker with a terrible workout. His tanked offensive
it.
Skill.
He went there. Overweight. He was at 241 playing at Duke. He went to 255. They said he was huffing and puffing.
But I don't think he's like huge.
This is 11% body fat.
11% body fat isn't bad.
It should be
four NBA players.
It should probably be like six five.
It's gonna be low.
He should be low, and he's supposed to play the three. And like, here's the thing: if they put him to the four, he's gonna be undersized four. He has to slimmer down because he has to check these threes. He wants to go to Milwaukee. I don't know why. Once again, I don't know why.
So you don't think DeVar Parker could play 2-3 if LeBron was
there? Nah, he can't play 2-3. First of all, let's clear this up. LeBron James is not going to Cleveland. I don't care. Like people need to stop that. He has three.
Why you don't think?
Matter of fact, let's add Cleveland to the option, right? We'll add Cleveland. He only has three selections, right? Yeah. The fans keep saying Cleveland, so we're going to say Cleveland, yeah. Houston, and Miami. That's all he has.
Houston's option. I think LA. You heard LA's. LA's interested. They're gonna make
LA the Clippers.
No, Lakers. I saw it. Lakers are interested.
Interested. Lakers have no one. No. I mean, no. See, this is what I'm saying. For Houston, you got Harden. You got DH. You actually have a real post-up player. And you got a wing player, and this who's young that's still athletic and still can score. Mm-hmm. Good fit. Only and Houston is. No state tax. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he equals that money that he was in Miami. Mm-hmm. If he decides to not go to... The only problem with Houston is that San Antonio's still there. Mm-hmm. I'd rather... If I was LeBron, I would rather stay in the East. But if you're going to stay in the West... I mean, San Antonio only has one more year. Mm-hmm. You know, Duncan has one more year. He says he's coming back, and that's it. So you have one more year. Right, now, cool. if you go back to Miami... I mean, you're still going to win the East.
All right. So, posing from the first question I asked for this segment about who should the Cavs pick at Twitter, Justin Davis said Wiggins. He's a Wiggins fan. So give me Wiggins or give me death. Okay.
Get death, my dude.
My man Adonis Jones said Jabari is far the best player in the draft. Don't know why everyone is on Wiggins. He is hardly polished enough.
Absolutely correct.
So anyway, I'm going to go down another draft story. There's a rumor that the Chicago Bulls are eyeing Doug McDermott. Is that a good fit?
Yeah.
You heard the same rumor?
No.
You didn't hear it?
No.
I got the article.
No, I don't.
Check the page.
No, but the Bulls are.
They're trading. Not to draft. They're trading. They're eyeing the Kings spot to trade with the Kings and Doug McDermott.
Who are they going to trade?
teams?
I don't know. You know, the Kings don't really need him. To be honest with you, the Kings are stacked within their roster. No, Rudy Gay's not opting out.
Why would he? Got it's 19 million.
I know what I'm saying.
19 million. But no. But what I'm saying is, who do they have? I mean, who are they trading for?
What's I don't know. The Bulls. They just said the Bulls. It's a rumor that they're eyeing it. Now, it's going to happen. I'm just saying it's a good fit. It's a rumor.
Yeah, no. It's a good fit. It's a good fit. Because the Bulls need a score.
Yeah.
Okay. That only people the Bulls are going to draft is someone that can put the ball in the hole and showed it that they can do it. This is not the Bulls are not looking for someone that reaching potential. They're looking for a point blank score. They're looking at the dude from NC State, Warren. If he slips all the way down there, they're going to look for a score, nothing more, nothing less.
You heard they're looking at Warren?
Yeah, I've been heard they're looking at Warren. Right. Not to trade down, but hopefully he's there. They're looking for a score. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. And I wouldn't be surprised if they trade the pick for someone that's already scored in the NBA. That's all they're looking for. They're looking for someone to either come off the bench, to be a two guard. They might even get Luol Deng back from what I heard, too, also. Luol Deng's a free agent.
I have Doug going to the Hornets.
Yes, you saw a mock draft. Good job.
No, first of all, no, I did not.
You said who going to the Hornets?
She said Doug.
Doug going to the Hornets.
I saw that in a mock draft, too.
You just have faith in my skills of knowing.
I don't even think you know what a mock draft is, so you're probably right.
It's a mock draft.
This girl is awesome. But anyway, let me read off our Facebook page. So about Embiid, we talked about Embiid earlier. I said, where do you think Embiid will go into draft due to his injury? My man Jeremy said he sucks. Never got the hype injuries and underdeveloped physically.
He actually didn't suck.
I don't think he sucked. I thought he was good.
No, he was actually good.
His footwork was good. He was actually good.
Exactly. Tell Jeremy to sit down in the dark and put his head in water.
That's what man the commission was cool. Yeah, I agree. I agree to that point. Yeah, I don't agree with that.
Yeah, you agree. Sit down in the dark.
Yeah, I agree. Jeremy, cool. So yeah, I agree with that part. Man, Keith said mid to late first round. Excuse me. Some of these teams don't have time for projects and injury prone players. My man Ron said should be a top three, but he won't fall past the Celtics at six. Half of the players in the draft are projects.
Absolutely.
All right. So, and my man Troy Perry said the same thing. Said he agrees with Ron. Says Boston at six. Boston at six. You think Boston? You think he can go to Boston?
Who?
Embiid.
Yeah.
Boston.
Okay, guys. Let me stop it. Let me break it down. let me break down the top three. Top two. You got Parker Wiggins. Either or, you can reverse it. At number three, you got Exum. At number four,
seen this dude play Exum.
I seen him play when he played against you. I seen him play.
He's all right, actually. I seen him play a little bit too. He's actually all right.
So then at number four.
Wait, pause. I know him. I spoke to him. Remember?
Oh yeah, I spoke to him. Okay. Right, I know.
All right, at number four, I can see Utah trading this pick. Utah has the fourth pick. I don't know what Utah wants to do now, but they said Utah. I'm sorry, not four. No, who has four? No, Orlando. Orlando has a four pick. Now, this is where I say that he could go to Orlando at four. He could, but I think Orlando is going to go with the Indiana player, the freshman. Can't pronounce his name. He's actually decent.
The big?
Yeah, big. He's actually decent. So, then at five, you got Utah. Now, Utah could be the sleeper. If someone really wants to beat and say, you know what, we'll take the risk, they can jump in at Utah trade and pick it up before Boston, because I think Boston does not like the dude from Gonzaga as much, because he was good in summer league. Was not that productive in the NBA. And then you also got to realize,
keeping Jeff Green?
I don't know. That's a good question. I think you'll see if Rondo gets traded. If Rondo gets traded, everything changes.
Yeah, that's true.
But I think if you have Rondo and you have Embiid, I think that's a good foundation, because Rondo can feed him easy buckets.
Rondo's overrated.
But he can feed him easy buckets. Rondo does give out easy buckets.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, and then next year, there's still going to be a lottery.
Yeah.
Then next year, they can draft a wing player.
Yeah.
And you got to
– You can build it like
a – You got to build it.
Build a three.
You build a score.
Yeah.
You know.
All right, so other than the players we talked about in this draft, what other players are you eyeing in the draft? What other players are you eyeing?
Shabazz. Clear as day. That's a dude I'm looking at to be a killer.
Stauskas from Michigan.
I don't think he's gonna be that good.
You don't think so?
No,
I think he's gonna be good.
I don't. I don't think so. I do.
I think he has that mentality.
I do not.
I can score on people mentality.
Yeah, I just don't think so.
His dribbling got better.
No, I'm not saying his dribbling has got better. I have a feeling he's gonna get drafted to a team That he's dead in the water.
And you can be like, a lottery pick, though, right?
He was close to be a lottery pick. He's a first round pick.
He would be good if he's not a lottery pick.
Here's the thing. First round picks.
Yeah.
Get on the bench for a while.
Depending on the team. If he gets on a good team.
To me, good teams that draft and plays a player is San Antonio. Dallas.
Did Dallas play Larkin's son?
He got hurt. He kept getting hurt.
Okay.
But Dallas does give you a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Houston gives you a chance.
Yeah, they do.
Houston gives you a chance.
Mikal plays players.
Yeah. Portland.
Truth be told, he's not there. He got fired. Mark Jackson played players in Golden State.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Gave you your chance.
I don't know what Golden State is going to do. And I think, the Knicks going to be a lottery. Are they a lottery?
Yeah, they're a lottery. They're going to playoffs.
No, I'm saying I didn't know they have a draft pick, though. I don't think they have a draft pick.
Oh, they may not have a pick. I never heard them talk about
that. Yeah, I think they might jump back into it. Yeah. I don't think they have a pick, to be honest. If they got Trey Mello, they need a pick. They'll probably take somebody.
You got a player, Brett?
Shabazz.
Gotta love that kid.
Gotta love Brett, bro. I tell you, she's something else. I gotta find my stuff. Keep talking, y'all. I gotta find my commercial breaks.
You're not professional.
Right now?
Yeah, I'm saying
something.
I'm just being real too. See, here's a problem with you. All
right,
after the freestyle we had a couple weeks ago when I destroyed you.
We didn't freestyle.
Yeah, I destroyed him.
We didn't freestyle.
And I said, turn my mic on.
Right.
And he was like, I'm going to cut it off.
Right.
But I said, turn my mic off. And he said, nah, I'm going to turn it off. So I was like, I'm going to get him. And I told mommy, get him, boo, boo. Check him, boo. Boo! All right,
it's really time.
You know what I'm saying? I was spitting so fire. It was like lava, and it was like, ha, 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 ha. It's hot in there. I got my hype man with me. Don't let me get started. I got my hype man with me. Don't let me get started. The girl we about to get,
yeah. They
ain't ready for it. You ain't ready for it? I think my mic is good, didn't you?
I'm about to kill your mic.
Well, get you.
Wait, you got to check him.
Check him, boo, boo.
I don't know what to say.
You don't know what to say, boy?
I don't really know what to say.
That's what I'm talking about, boy.
It's time for a commercial break. When we get back from commercial break, we'll be talking more basketball. We'll talk about LeBron James opting out today. And also Carmelo Anthony. Where is he going to go? It's the Urban Sports Scene for ages. You dig?
Morning, it's me, Magic Johnson here. I won 5 NBA championships and Olympic gold medal. So I'm calling the shots today. Get up out of bed, into school, try hard, do well. School got me to where I am today. So be there every single day and, of course, give it your best shot.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. It's hard to yell when the bat rails in your mouth.
Come on.
From the VIP, heard the nightlife, lost life, heard that me. Most feds in the state wanna see by me. The whole city got pissed, heard he got 3. That other rapper got a hit, but shouted he mad out. Who set the city on fire soon as he got 3? The king back now, Rawls don't even know how to act now. Hit the club, strippers getting naked before I sat down. Still ballin', money stacked tall in the shack now. Still push a button to let the roof on the lack down. I'm on the road doing shows, put my Mac down. Mississippi to Philly, Albuquerque to Chattown. I got the crowd yelling,
bring them out.
I'm a copy cloned out, hard talk, career with a shine. I got some time, they ain't names, I get better with time. Who got a flow and a live show better than mine? I got a packed house yelling,
bring them out,
bring them out. You go ahead. You can sing, go ahead. Bring it up. Go ahead. You want to sing, don't you?
Nah, let me tell you something, boy.
Don't call me a boy. I told you about calling me boy.
Boy, let me
no,
tell
stop
you
it. Something. Stop it now.
Okay, boy.
Stop.
Okay, boy.
Stop. See, show respect. Respect. Respect, son.
Nah, not on this time, boy.
Nah, see, not here.
See, listen.
I told you about this. I told you.
You can take. When my mic goes down, I drop it.
It went down. Nah, come back, son. I dropped this mic.
My people need me. Let me tell you something. My fans out there in the world. First of all, cue the music real quick. Let me talk to him. Let me talk. Secure.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
First of all, my fans, I'd like to apologize for the behavior. Excuse me. New kid on the block. Moskiski or Moniski? Oh, Moshiski. Listen.
Listen.
No one cares what you say. Yeah. Okay.
She said yes.
Hey, go ahead. Continue on the show. I can't deal with this little one. This young rascal here.
Oh man, I feel like I have to read something off real quick. Hold on. Actually, let's go to the segment real quick. LeBron James has opted out of his deal and is now a free agent. If LeBron James were to leave Miami, what would be the best option for him? Where should he go?
I thought we were talking about that.
Yeah, but where should he go? Not you said this is if he did leave.
Oh, Houston. I mean, if he should leave, it would be Houston. I would say go to Houston. I don't know the other place he can really go and be as like what pieces already there. Mm-hmm. I mean, I say the Wizards, but no one looks at the Wizards as anything. Like, no, seriously,
why the Wizards? That's good. Yeah, why the Wizards? Good idea.
Good question. Okay.
Yeah, she did show
they got okay. High they five. Have they have Wall, up and coming, elite point guard. You have Bill, a good scorer, and you have LeBron. You have Nene, who can get rebounds. You don't need no one. You don't need nothing productive from the bigs. Just be halfway decent, and they're young. I just don't understand why people don't look at the Wizards as a marquee,
a viable option.
Yeah, but everyone talk about big market. DC is a big market, of course. But no one looks at him. Even Melo. No, Melo's never said about coming back home. You know, you put Melo in the Wizards, they're going to probably be the number two seed.
That's true.
I mean, it's funny that the Wizards don't get no type of love at all. And I don't like the Wizards for nothing.
Yeah, you don't.
But it's just like, okay, so they're always going to be a 4-5 seed. That's what it's saying. You're always going to be a 4-5 seed. LeBron goes to Houston. You got Dwight, you got Harden, and they got shooters surrounding them. You got Jones, who plays big, he plays aggressive, and he keeps extending his range as well. Tax-free, state tax-free. I mean, come on, man. Where else would he want to go? Well, I don't know why someone said L.A. I don't get it. What does L.A. have?
No, somebody. I mean, option.
Yeah, okay.
The Lakers are interested.
Yeah, of course, the Lakers are interested. Mm-hmm. I mean, they'd be stupid than not. I think 29 teams are interested.
It would be good.
I think 29 teams are interested.
But you don't think if he went to L.A. and say he won in L.A. would that help his legacy?
No, okay.
Here we go.
Him going to L.A. means that Melo's going with him, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, Melo probably would go.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you're saying, right?
We'll just come to LA, period. I wasn't thinking about Melo, but sure. I don't. That makes sense.
Here's the thing. I can't see.
He's not going by himself. I know
that. I can't see. When you say LA, I would say Clippers. Mm. I wouldn't say the Lakers because I can't see Kobe Bryant accepting LeBron James in Los Angeles. I can't.
Explain that.
Because Kobe still on the old school of, I'm the best player. Yeah. It's my team.
Yeah.
By bringing LeBron James, he's conceding.
Yeah,
what he couldn't do with Dwight Howard, mm-hmm. He couldn't concede and say, Dwight Howard, this is going to be your team. So you're going
to you don't think Kobe Bryant?
No,
his career.
No.
Somebody as big as LeBron James.
His mindset is totally different. Like Kobe Bryant has a mindset: I'm the best player. I'm gonna be the best player for all time, ever, always. So I can't see him saying that. Now the Clippers, however, I can see that happening. I can see DeAndre Jordan getting shipped. You add some other people, and you can have CP3, who's LeBron's good friend, and Blake. I can see that. I mean, that would be a strong powerhouse. But once again, I wouldn't want to be in the West. I just wouldn't want to be in the West. Not with San Antonio.
Not with San Antonio. Yeah, exactly. I mean,
actually, not with San Antonio.
On a Facebook page, on our Twitter page, New York Loyalty said, yes, either go to the West and earn your ring versus tough teams or go back to the Cavs.
I can't see him with the Cavs strictly because of ownership. All right. His owner has to publicly apologize, mm-hmm. and like he has to publicly apologize and bring LeBron's mom on stage and like rub her feet or something.
A lot of people would like to see LeBron in Cleveland.
A lot of people would like to.
Yeah, I can see it because
when he left, I felt like everybody was upset about that. So why would they want him back
to correct the wrong?
Yeah, because they were a little bit too vile. Yeah. They're too vile.
He did it like the way LeBron did it was wrong.
It was tacky.
But
they were burning. They were burning jerseys.
I don't mind the fans. I mind the owner. Yeah. The owner
he embraced it.
But his remarks were so much of like I own you, boy. Okay. Like it was I can't see. Right. LeBron going to Cleveland because of the owner. Like, once again, the owner has to publicly apologize and say he was at fault. I don't care if LeBron comes or not, but I just want to apologize, such and such. Miss James, I mean, that's his mom's name, Gloria James, come here and let me wash your feet. LeBron might say, okay, we reloaded.
He said, hold on. Come and let me wash your feet.
That's the only way I see it, honestly. If you hear the way he was talking about LeBron, I don't know how any man can go back over there unless
I'm saying unless
you embarrass him, and he humbles himself publicly apologizing before LeBron even says I'm coming to Cleveland or not. Say if LeBron does not come, I want to apologize. Miss Gloria James, come here, let me wash your stinky feet. Yes, stanky, because females' feet stank.
Wow,
Well, my female cars haven't called, so that's what they get. Get them, boo, boo.
Is this your new saying?
It's been the
saying for a minute, boy. Pay attention. Listen to the swag.
I can't with you, man.
Ain't no one asked
so,
you.
All right, so do you think like leaving Miami would hurt LeBron's legacy, though?
Miami don't have real fans, so they ain't going to boo as much. Like,
well, not just the image of trying to be the, because he jumped from.
Like the championships. Well, and that's a question that I do have, because.
I need to start laughing. I got to stop laughing. You're right. I got to take you seriously.
His ultimate goal is to win championships, yes or no?
That's correct.
That's correct.
So him leaving Miami Heat will make it seem like you're leaving because you want to win a championship somewhere else. However, if you were to stay in Miami Heat, you could possibly win a championship game. And the whole thing about, like, they've won two, right?
They won two right now.
Mm-hmm. And Celtics has won five that, like, they're the top.
No.
No.
I don't so what are you talking about?
Celtics haven't
won championships in ever.
But like the thing about like, because I think I've read somewhere where Miami, they're trying to see Miami Heat can be the
Celtics of the
So
they're not close. That's not going
to
be.
But if LeBron were to stay in Miami, could he try to like get to that level?
Well, that's a good question. LeBron's going to turn, he's like 29 right now, am I correct? Should be at 29 because I was 30, so he's been 29. So usually in the NBA, you have about a good 5 years.
So you don't see him getting
not the Celtics.
No, I mean he's LeBron's at his peak right now.
He's at his peak right now.
He so got. He has probably
three to four years.
Like strong.
Strong years. He's going to need help. Like he can't be like this great everything right now. He's going to need super help to help him win a championship again.
So if he's trying to win a championship, then why not like go to OKC?
It's OKC. You got to go to a big market.
Yeah. LeBron's a big market player.
You got to go to big market. So that's one reason why he didn't really like Cleveland, because it wasn't a big enough market, and they kept losing.
And they didn't help him out.
And here's the thing.
They didn't help him out.
No, they tried to, however.
But no, I'm saying the players they brought in weren't championship players.
But what I'm saying is it's Cleveland. Big markets get bigger free agents. He's in Cleveland, so they're not going to get a big free agent. OKC is not going to get a big free agent. OKC is going to get people they draft, and that's about it.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
and that's what they've been doing.
And that's what they're doing. So once Westbrook or KD leaves, it's over for OKC.
They got to go back and retool in the draft.
But the NBA loves the fact that OKC was able to build in the draft, because they know small markets is hard to keep their marquee players. Like Indiana got lucky with Paul George, but Paul George signing.
Same thing for San Antonio. Got lucky with
Tim Duncan.
Tim Duncan. Because in today's market, San Antonio is not the most appealing place to play.
Not at all.
And having a Popovich as a coach, having Tim Duncan and
Ginobili, Parker,
and knowing how to draft overseas players who don't care about that type of environment works well for the San Antonio Spurs.
And now with their new faces organization, Leonard, who's a quiet person, so he's going to fit well with San Antonio.
Yeah, exactly.
San Antonio drafts people that fits for them.
Yeah.
You know, so I look at that. I mean, they're a marquee organization, but with LeBron going to leaving and jumping ship, you have two things. They can say LeBron can go to a team and win a championship. That could praise him and saying, hey, he can take a team to a championship. But then you got the old school basketball players saying, hey, why can't you just win where you're at?
And here's
the thing. These new players have been based on, they've been playing AAU. AAU is basically the top players.
With
each other. So he's used to that. So, like, I get tired of people talking about, like, you know what? You got to get used to it, okay? You get used to it and it's over with. The marquee players are not going to play against the marquee players anymore. The marquee players are in the West, okay? LeBron is lucky. He's in the East.
Yeah.
Stay in the East and keep going to championship.
And
going to finals.
And understand this, though. Most of these teams, these championship teams, do have a big three of their own. Now, you know, like it or not, it may not have happened via free agency, but it has happened.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for the people who criticize LeBron James about why he left Cleveland, well, LeBron James was the only true act in town in Cleveland in terms of being a true star. Jordan had Pippen. Jordan had Rodman. Jordan had Horace Grant. Horace Grant in Chicago was an all-star. You look at the Lakers with Shaq, you know, Shaq and Kobe, two of the most dominant, two superstars on the same team. You know what I mean? Other than I can honestly say maybe the Detroit Pistons with Rasheed Wallace, Chauncey Billups, Rip Hamilton, though it was a good team, you know what I mean? That's the only team I can get close to say that they didn't have a true star.
Let's be real. If you had a job, you lived in Cleveland, and they said, hey, you can get same amount of money and you can work in Miami.
I'm going to Miami,
man. Yeah. What's wrong with you people?
And with better players.
With better players, though. Better weather. Like, let's be real.
Yeah.
It's Miami.
Wet like, willies.
Like, come on, man. A dollar in Cleveland and a dollar in Miami is different.
It's a big
because
difference.
You're taxing my dollar two different ways.
That's true. That too.
Let's be real, man. Like, to stop it.
That too.
Shame on you, Cleveland.
All right, let's go to Melo. Melo's opting out as well.
Melo has to wait.
Has to wait what?
Melo has to wait now.
He has to wait what?
He's the second tier.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what he said. They said second tier.
LeBron, yeah. Oh. He was first.
Everyone now
is second.
Melo's definitely second. Everyone's going after LeBron. So let's say you only can sign one player.
Yeah.
LeBron has to tell you no, and then they go after Melo. So no one like so now Melo is in the waiting game. So they're all going to have their same. They're going to talk to all GMs yada yada. But if Melo said I really like this team, but the only team only can afford one player, and LeBron said I'm going there, Melo can't go there.
Okay, so the Melo thing. So, you know, Chicago and Houston have been rumored to get Melo. And obviously now LeBron, since he's out there, like Houston's going to try to target LeBron.
Yeah, Houston's going to try. So Houston's talking Chicago.
Between those two, Chicago and Houston, so they're rumored to be going after Melo since they, you know, those are the two main teams. Which team is a better fit for Melo?
Houston.
Houston over Chicago?
He can't play defense.
But no. See, Chicago needs
a score. No, you said better fit.
For Melo.
For Melo.
Yeah, because okay, go ahead.
Better fit for Melo? Uh-huh. It's Houston. All
right.
Melo's game fits Houston.
Yeah.
The Bulls need Melo, but who's a better fit for Melo? For Melo is actually Houston. Who needs who more? Does Houston need Melo more? No. Chicago needs Melo more. The way you worded the question.
No. I know that. I know how I worded it. The only reason why I disagree with that situation is because for Melo. Harden's going to have the ball too, so that's going to hurt Melo because Harden needs the ball to score.
I'm about to explain that, but let me finish. Yeah,
Harden's going to have the ball in Chicago. Always say this: like everybody on that team doesn't have to be a good defender. In Chicago, Melo's going to get his touches. He's going to be able to do what he wants to do and score the basket. Period. And knowing that Derrick Rose has to still work himself to be Derrick Rose, so we don't even know what's up with Derrick Rose. So Melo's going to have the opportunity to still be Melo. And even if he does lack some defense.
All right, so to go back on that, Chicago plays a gritty game. Doesn't fit Melo's game. They play low-scoring game. Doesn't fit Melo's game. Since Melo's been in the league, he played for Denver, he played for New York, high scoring all the way. Doesn't fit his game. Now, to address Harden, with the Harden needs the ball. Harden likes to defer. Would you? Yes, he does.
I'm letting you go.
Harden deferred, even in Houston at the end of the games, he deferred. He's used to playing when he was OKC. He was used to deferring to KD. Actually, used to deferring to Westbrook. You know, Harden defers. So Harden doesn't have a problem with Melo taking the big shot. He doesn't. Harden has no problem with Melo. So this will work because Harden really likes to do is pass the ball. Harden really likes to pass the ball. Harden and Melo would be a great fit. Harden and Melo would be a real good fit. This is, once again, this is for Melo. Who's a better fit for Melo? It's clearly Houston because the up and down pace, the up and going, the jacking. I mean, Melo likes to score. You like up and down. Houston likes to score. I mean, what do you think, sir? Right. What do you think?
I think you, and also you have Melo in Chicago, which is going to work out in terms of marketing Melo. It's better for Melo. He's in a bigger city. Chicago, the fact, if Melo can drop 25 in Chicago and have, if with Thibodeau being, to me, a better coach, they'll still win. Melo's image is even better because Chicago's all-around defense is just good. Having Joakim Noah, having, you know, I don't even know. Would Jimmy Butler still start? I guess Jimmy Butler will start.
Yeah, he started
have
two. Two.
So Jimmy three. Butler, yeah, and have Melo the three. Melo, to me, will still be able to do what he wants to do. The way Chicago even runs their offense is stagnant.
So Melo, ugly.
Yeah, so ugly. So Melo can still play his hold the ball on the top of the high post and do his thing. He can still play his game. Melo, truth be told, can still play his ISO game. In Syracuse, going on his college game. In Syracuse, they didn't run up and down of the floor back then. He still got his high post position and did his thing.
I think what we disagree on is your question. Is I think the Bulls are a better fit for Melo. I think the Bulls need Melo more. Yeah, no, I think the Bulls need Melo more. I think a better fit if you plug Melo in right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, him in Houston, it's streamless. It's streamless because this is what he's been doing all his life. But if I'm Melo, I'm gonna go to the Bulls. Because they're in the East.
Exactly. That's going to say the same thing.
Too. Once again, I say who needs who more?
I think both, though. Melo wants to be successful. Doesn't he need that, though?
Here's the thing. I'm just scared of one team in the West. And that's
San Antonio.
But here's the thing. I said San Antonio has one more year to me. So let's say you can wait that 1 year out. That's what I keep trying to say. San Antonio has only one more year. And you wait that out.
I never doubt Pop.
I don't doubt Pop. But what I'm saying is.
And Tim Duncan doesn't even play that much.
No. Timmy's retiring after this year. Totally. But Ginobili's gonna retire too with him.
Yeah.
Ginobili's old.
Yeah, Ginobili's old. But he retools.
Yeah, but he retools. But what I'm saying is
he's gonna find somebody.
Yeah, he's gonna find someone. But it's not gonna be as dominant as what he is now. That's what I'm saying. Like
I don't doubt Pop. I don't doubt Pop. I was never really impressed with the roster. But it worked. It looks good every time.
Okay. And here's another thing. Danny Green, I think he's a free agent after this year.
Oh, you think he's gonna chase the money?
He has to. Hey, I'm sorry, Mo Ski Ski for Knee Ski for Knee Ski.
She has something to say?
No, she doesn't. She's just there. So I'm just saying hi to you. Now I'm saying bye to you. You just been played. Get her. Boo, boo.
I can't.
Go ahead, boy. Mo the Nosco, the Rosco, the Costco.
All right, recently the Golden State Warriors were in talks to acquire Kevin Love. They would have to give up David Lee and Klay Thompson.
Yeah, Steve Kerr vetoed it.
Steve Kerr and
Jerry West.
Well, right, would that have been too much for Kevin Love? For me, it would have been.
Well, yeah.
I'll let you go first though.
I'm gonna say yes because you put those two, you put David Lee and Klay Thompson's stats together. It matches Kevin Love. The only problem is, I don't know when Klay Thompson becomes a free agent. I don't know if they can keep him. So, I didn't look at the money value yet, but Klay Thompson's going to become a free agent.
Yeah, he's going to be worth some money.
But I don't know if they can keep him. So because you got to realize they gave Iggy a lot of money unnecessary.
They need to trade him. That's what they should try to trade.
But they gave him an unnecessary amount of money. Bogut is carrying a good load.
He's carrying some cash.
He's carrying a good load. David Lee is carrying a good load.
Yeah, They were trying to trade. What's next?
Did Curry get his big deal yet?
Yeah, he got his deal already.
Okay, he got his deal already. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, already. So whenever Klay comes out, I don't think they can afford him. So what they're doing is, with the trade, be proactive, and now you condense it to one player.
Do you think Thompson is actually really worth though? I think he should get paid more.
But what I'm saying is they might can't afford him at all.
Okay.
But like I said, they gave Iggy too much money.
Way too much. And
Bogut is getting paid good hefty amount. I think Bogut's getting paid like Perkins.
Bogut is still on that other contract.
Yeah, I'm saying. I think Bogut's on what Perkins is making.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's too much.
Mm-hmm.
So you might as well, honestly, if it's the money thing, I would trade it.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you get doubled up. I'm just saying, if it's the money thing, you might as well trade it.
Yeah.
You know, and then you can move. Who's the backup to guard?
Harrison Barnes.
You bring back Harrison Barnes yeah. too.
He's a 6'8 dude, so but he can still play two. That's the argument I had with you earlier.
No. I'll put Iggy at the two. Iggy can play the two.
Iggy's about 6 foot.
No, Iggy's versatile.
Yeah, it's versatile. I know.
Iggy's versatile.
Yeah, he's versatile.
You put Harrison Barnes back to the starting position that he should have been.
Yeah.
And then you got.
I get rid of Iggy and play Klay.
You can't get rid of Iggy.
You can't amnesty him?
You just got him.
I would amnesty him.
They actually like him though.
I would amnesty him.
I thought he's a bum, but
I would amnesty him in a second.
So I mean, if you look at it, I would get.
So you don't think it was too much? You think the trade was fair?
No, I don't think it was too much. No. Kevin Love, like I don't even like Kevin Love. But
I think David Lee is really good.
I think David Lee is really good.
Klay Thompson, David Lee. I think that's more than Kevin Love. That's my opinion.
David Lee is really good, but he's so undervalued.
I know because to me, in his post work. It's better than Kevin Love's post work. Kevin Love is a better shooter, like 3-point shooter,
I don't know.
And a rebounder. To me, David Lee,
he gets a lot of garbage points.
Yeah, but you know it's not official.
But he does. But I'm saying he's undervalued. Yeah. So you might as well. I'll trade him. If I can't afford Klay Thomas in Klay 2 years, Klay Thompson in 2 years,
then you might as well.
You can get Kevin Love for 4 years, mm-hmm. 4 or 5 years. You might as well. And now you got. You got an elite power forward. You got a point guard. You got an elite defender in Iggy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Harrison Barnes, they stunned his growth.
They stunned his growth.
But he could be, you know, he could still be good. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I would do.
So, real quick, we mentioned Melo. We mentioned Kevin Love. You know, a lot of teams are interested in these two.
Those two should be like Bosh and Wade. They should pair up.
Yeah, and try to be together.
Yeah, honestly speaking, yeah, they should pair up. Like Love should force a trade.
Okay, but who's more valuable between the two for an organization?
Depends on the organization because it depends on the organization. I can't like Melo points. You can put Melo points in Toronto. They ain't gonna give you none.
But this is what I was saying.
Here's the thing, Kevin Love. He's giving you stats, and he still hasn't made a player.
Yeah.
So, but then if you put him in Miami, he's valuable.
Yeah, but Jay on our Urban Sports Team page on Facebook said, depends on the team because neither plays defense.
Very true.
This is my thing. At least Melo showed in one place or another that he – even Denver, when he went to Denver his rookie year, that he took a bad team to the playoffs. So he can take a team to the playoffs. A bad team to the playoffs.
Just didn't do it with the Knicks.
Didn't do it with the Knicks, but he's shown it.
But Kevin Love can't.
Kevin Love has shown me that. So the only reason I'm leaning towards Melo is that Melo, at a point in time, he did take a bad team to the playoffs.
Exactly. I agree with that. So I don't really laugh. You gotta keep rocking with it.
I know, but you just got to take it out of nowhere.
You gotta be more professional then.
Okay, you know what?
What I'm saying is, Kevin Love in Minnesota is irrelevant. Minnesota, I wouldn't pay a max dollar if I'm Minnesota. Minnesota, why? We're still losing. I wouldn't pay a max dollar. No one's coming to you. So you might as well if I'm Minnesota, I'm trading to get Klay Thompson and David Lee.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm Minnesota, I'm trading Kevin Love to get some young talent, especially in this draft. They should really look at Utah. They should look at Orlando.
You should look at Cleveland.
I mean, you should look at Milwaukee. See, the thing is, he wouldn't go to Milwaukee. He has to sign. See, Kevin Love has has 1 year. He has 1 year, but he has to agree to sign an extension.
What team want
to
get him?
Yeah. So I'm looking at Cleveland and say, hey, do you want him? I'm looking at Milwaukee. I'm like, I'm not going to waste my time because I know he doesn't want to go to Milwaukee. I'm looking at Orlando. I'm like, Orlando doesn't have a right fit. You got to keep looking. They look at Boston. Remember they said he was at Boston?
Yeah.
And then I look at Boston at six saying, hey, let's make a deal.
Yeah.
Then I'm saying, okay, give me Jeff Green. Give me the number six and give me your next year pick.
Yeah. Because that wouldn't be enough.
Wouldn't be enough, but say, give me your next year pick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So now you got now.
How's the class next year?
I haven't seen. It's so-so. Okay. It's so-so. But what I'm saying is that's when, because this is what Minnesota needs. Minnesota needs to look like the OKC.
Mm-hmm.
No one's coming there. Ever. Ever. No one's going there.
You got draft
ever.
Right. You just got draft right. You have like, draft right.
No one's going there at all. Melo, if Melo goes to any team, they're going to be better, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But Melo's at the stage of his career, it's like being better doesn't cut it.
Yeah, he needs to win championships.
It doesn't cut it.
He's
so,
30.
See, this thing for Kevin Love doesn't have to win championships. No one cares.
Now, he don't have that kind of image.
Yeah, no one cares.
No one cares.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so Melo, wherever team he goes, so like the Knicks, it was a bust. He lost.
Yeah.
It was a bust, you know. So if he goes to, let's say he goes to Houston. No championship? Bust.
Yeah.
He goes to L.A. No championship? Bust. So he has to at least, he has hit the finals.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He has to reach the finals. Because if not, they're going to really criticize him. They're going to put him to the point of just a complete score. At least AI went to the finals.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? They're going to say, you know who he's going to be? He's going to be a Dominique Wilkins.
Yeah, Dominique Wilkins went to
Dominique never went to finals.
No, Eastern Conference finals.
Melo did, didn't he?
Oh yeah, once he did. Once. Yeah, once against the Lakers.
Yeah,
yeah, he did.
It wasn't the Lakers.
You sure it wasn't against the Lakers?
Nah, I think it was San Antonio.
No, I thought it was the Lakers.
Or Dallas.
I thought it was the Lakers.
You sure?
I think so. The year that the Lakers played the Celtics, I think so.
Lakers played the Celtics.
The Lakers played the Celtics in the finals.
Talking about Kobe now.
Yeah.
That's possible.
Chauncey Billups. Okay,
but I know he went. I think it's a conference.
No, he went to conference finals.
Yeah, but he has to hit the finals. You know, because then they're gonna just say he's just a scorer.
Yeah, I agree with that. I do agree with that. All right, let's go to Tim Duncan. He's exercised his option to stay with the San Antonio Spurs. Like that's nothing. That's easy. He's taking $10 million. I don't care.
Yeah. He took a pay cut because San Antonio's gonna pay him more. He just said, I'll chill with 10.
Yeah, he took a pay cut.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
He wants to keep the other players.
Yeah.
All right. So should he have retired?
No. Have you seen how good San Antonio is?
Yeah, he
should
have retired.
Retire on top? No, I agree. I'm saying.
Do you see how good he San Antonio?
I'm asking the question.
Have you honestly San Antonio shows you why you shouldn't play AU basketball?
Yeah, I know.
You should not play AU basketball. Because Miami Heat was AU basketball.
Yeah, that's true.
Like San Antonio showed you. Like, this is what a coach's love. Like, you see the extra pass. You just see beautiful basketball. Like, even though you're not even rooting for San Antonio.
Yeah, go ahead. Let you
even though you're not even rooting for San Antonio, you just watch. You be like, good God. Did you see that? Like, good. Like, what? Like, maybe like, look at Pop. Call the timer. Like, he's a genius. Like, you just see like, damn, this team's good. Like, I don't know how he's going to win. Then you start making up stuff. You know, if Mario Chambers do this, they're going to win. If Dwayne Wade gives you this, they're going to do this. And you know it's over. Then I tell you, if Kawhi Leonard getting foul trouble, they have a chance to win. Like, I'm rooting on someone getting foul trouble. Like, it's a wrap. I mean, they were just a better team. And Duncan scored early but never late. You know, he was scoring early but never late. I mean, he's playing one more year because he went finish out his contract. I think him and Ginobili probably made an agreement. They're going to get ghost, you know, after that.
Nah, I think that it's an opportunity to win six.
I didn't even know he cared about that.
He
does.
You know, you see the shirt he had about the little shirt he wore? He said not one, not two, but three, not four, but five championships.
Duncan had a shirt like that?
Yeah, it's on social media. Check it out.
Nah.
Yeah.
No,
so he does care about it. He does. You could tell he cared about it.
He didn't get a wardrobe change.
Yeah, but you could tell he cared about it by how he responded, how he was. He was very – if you watch Duncan in other finals, this one he was more emotional than I've ever seen him, period. So you could tell he wanted it. Wanted it. I mean, it could be because of last year, but he wanted this one.
I mean, San Antonio wanted it last year. I mean, they really wanted it.
They really wanted it. Yeah. No, but he wanted this one.
I'm not disagreeing, but I just think if – If I'm anyone who played for the Spurs,
I'm not
retiring. I'm not leaving Pop.
Man, if I'm a free agent on Miami, I'm thinking about going to San Antonio. I'm serious. See, he plays.
This is the media got into this a little bit. Did you hear what KD said about Leonard?
Yeah. All right. We talked about it last week.
Oh, he said he's talking about Paul George. Paul George was over there.
I think Paul George
is. But listen. You know what he said? He said it's a system. You see how good Pop is. He kind of you know, took a dump on his own coach.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
He kind of took it. Because he was just saying, like, look, Pop's a great coach.
Yeah.
Like this is the reason why they're here. But he's basically saying, look, this is the reason why we're still here. Like, honestly, when I saw that. I was like, dang, you just kind of, you know, took a dump on your coach. But here's the thing, like, Duncan retires or no retires. I think at the time, KD has one more year in his contract or two. Like, will KD go to San Antonio? No market. But if you're talking about I want
to
win.
Yeah, you go to Pop. You go to Pop.
Easy.
Can I be real? If I'm LeBron, if I'm thinking about really adding to the championship.
Winning?
I'm going. I can go to San Antonio. I'm winning. I'm definitely not losing the championship.
But here's the thing, I don't even think San Antonio won him. I don't think San Antonio would even
entertain it.
I don't think San Antonio would make a phone call. That says 20.
Say LeBron called them, though.
Yeah, they're not entertaining. I don't think San Antonio would even bother. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's 30 teams in the league, I believe. 2019, that's what I said. It said 2019 is when LeBron.
Yeah.
San Antonio,
they cool with it. But I'm just telling you that if you really want to win a championship, and you only have to be with a star player because you're going to San Antonio, they're not going to think of them like you're going to Miami. You go to San Antonio. LeBron plays the right way already.
He does.
You team that with Pop? Oh, that's a championship. That's multiple. That's unfair.
That's unfair. That's unfair. I think David Stern probably vetoed it. he did that with CP3.
Yeah.
He probably vetoed that one. Because that's really unfair.
All right, so let's go to the Mavs interest in Pau Gasol. You mentioned Pau Gasol earlier. I actually like that fit, to be honest with you.
I saw that. I actually like Bosh and over there.
Bosh still wants to go back to Dallas?
Yeah, I think he does. I think if Bosh opts out, Dallas only team. I don't think Miami's gonna give him max because LeBron said he actually wants a real max this time.
LeBron does want him.
Yeah, LeBron wants his real max.
So Melo's definitely not coming to Miami.
Oh, Melo comes to Miami because they said Wade's gonna opt out and take less in his longer years. Only way Miami does is they do him dirty. Let the way opt and don't sign him.
Because that's Pat Riley. You think Pat Riley's that cold?
No. He loves Wade.
Yeah, exactly.
But honestly, Wade's the one that needs to get the less amount of money.
Of course,
out of everyone.
Yeah, because you don't play every game.
Not even close.
Not fair.
But yeah. I think Bosh goes to Dallas. He can be a better player because the less media. I don't know how they talk about the Heat to retool their roster and make it better. I don't see it, honestly speaking.
You can't retool it with that coach and can't make it better with
It's not even a coach, but like the roster.
But you don't play people to make them better.
But what I'm saying is, here's the thing. They have no one on their roster. No one. They have no one on their roster.
Yeah.
Okay? Besides Noah's Cole. You lose your starting point guard. Your starting two guard is opt out. Your three is... I don't know who they put in now. Rashad Lewis or we say LeBron James. He's a free agent. Your four, you say Rashad Lewis. He's a free agent. Your five, Bosh, more like he's opt out. You have to start all the way from scratch.
Where's Birdman?
He opted out.
He's definitely not coming back.
Yeah, he's done. He's gonna get more money. He's gonna finally get more money. So if you look at it, like where? Like okay, so you want a good point guard. Nah, you're gonna go with Norris Cole. You're going to know it's called. You probably draft the backup. That's cool. You want a two guard. Yo, you still got Dwayne Wade. No, that's because he's going to get less years. Okay. You want a three. You got to pay LeBron all his money. Bosh is tired of playing the center. So you put Bosh at the four. What you going to pay him? You pay him max? LeBron said he wants a better roster. Where you going? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, where's the Heat going?
And LeBron was mad that they let Mike Miller walk too.
Well, they had to.
Though. He was mad, though. They had to.
Unfortunately, that's part of the money.
Three situation.
Yeah, you had to do it. Like now, here's the thing: is like
how come back to Miami, man.
How Pat Riley is loyal to Wade. He's loyal to Haslam.
Yeah,
is he going to be this time?
He shouldn't be
because Haslam got paid $5 million per year.
He got to be gone. He got to go.
So now, how does Wade feel? You see, it's so many dynamics for the Heat. It's not really about when it's so much loyalty. It's so much loyalty because, like, the coach should have been chewed out before his performance. No, it really, he should have been chewed out. Yeah, he should have been ridiculed. He should have had some, but there's nothing said in the media.
Yeah, not at all.
Ain't nothing said to me. It's so much loyalty in Miami. Miami's a base, like Pat Riley, it's like a family. So much loyalty, so nothing
to be
said.
Godfather type stuff.
Yeah, like so it's not, like he gave Spo started as a video person.
He gave him the job.
He gave him the job.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like, you know what? I'm gonna build you up and I'm gonna give it to you. I'm gonna hand it to you. So you look at this team, like if the Heat would have treated Michael Beasley right. No, seriously. They treated him right and allowed him to develop.
Yeah. This could have been.
Because they had an option. Like, I think
they could have kept him with the
big three. They could have kept him and he could have been a marquee player.
Yeah.
But now, nope. I don't know what they're going to do. Honestly, LeBron stays because of his family in Miami.
Yeah.
Not about winning.
Let me go back to the Mavs real quick. So you say Chris Bosh.
Okay, I think Chris Bosh is going to Dallas.
So you think he's leaving Miami? You think he will be going to Dallas?
I mean, he said he doesn't want to. I think he should. I think to become a better basketball player.
So you feel that he's definitely going to – that's your gut feeling?
If he leaves Miami, he's going
– if he goes, he's going to Dallas.
I think he should leave. And become a better basketball player.
Can Dallas even be a potential playoff team again? I mean, a potential good team again.
It's the West.
Yeah.
I mean, no. Boss ain't, he got two rings. He's cool. No one's asking him to win some more. No, but I'm saying
his career set.
Yeah, it's for him to get back to elite level.
That's a whole different beast.
That's what I'm saying. Like he has something else to prove. Mm. Like he's an elite player. I think he should go. I honestly, if I'm Chris Bosh, I'm leaving. I got two rings. No one's going to ask me to get a third. So now I get, or at least they're going to ask me, am I an elite player?
Yeah.
And then at least at the end of my, not even at the end, at my prime of my career, they can know me as an elite player instead of a person just went with LeBron.
All right. So before we wrap up, I'm going to give a shout out to the folks on the Orioles Bird Zones page on Facebook. I did say I was going to read off some of their comments about Adam Jones. So let me do that because I forgot in the beginning segment. Is Adam Jones a top 10 player? Kimberly Torres said yes. Michelle Plummer said yes. Jonathan Lee McConnell said definitely, huh? No, he said a bathroom. No. And also, Paul Oxley said it he said he's a top 25 player. And Joe Wiseman said probably a top 10 center fielder, but I'm not sure. Top 10 center fielder. So anyway, thanks for the comments on the Facebook page on the Orioles Bird Zone. Appreciate it. Thanks for listening to as well. Make sure you listen to our show by visiting our official Urban Sports Scene website, which is www.walio.podbeam.com. We're also on iTunes, Twitter, and Facebook. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. And if any questions or comments, just email us at change.da.game6@gmail.com. Sir, do you have anything you want to say before you?
It's wrong with you.
What was he doing?
Everything.
Before we leave, what do you want to say to Ralph?
First of all, I want to say thank you. This is a great show. I would like to appreciate. I'd like to first give a shout out to my little mini me, better known as Mokiki Kariki Kashiki, for doing her thug this one for 5 minutes and just sat down.
She sat down.
All right, let's give it. First of all,
she was iPhone going. She was iPhone going.
Yeah, yeah. She was reviewing her notes.
No.
All right, so I'm going to like get a shout out to her. She said she made it. She made it. She's in here. Mama, I'm here. You know what I'm talking about? Real talk be like that sometime. But I'm going to say hey to everyone out there in TV world. I miss you. I know you miss me too. So when I look over the sunset, I'm there. And if you lower this mic, I swear to goodness, you will not see me on this show.
It's about rap. It's a great show, though.
Go ahead. I do want to say I appreciate, you for inviting me on the show, although it took you forever in a day. Momo no so, follow me on nothing. But
wrap up, but it'll be over.
I'm good. Thank you. Appreciate it.
It's the Urban Sports. Say thank you, folks. Hit my ages. You're dead.